Okay, today's daf is daf Nun. We are on Mem Tesma Beis. Again, I met somebody last night that asked me, Beth Shema, Sunday is the is my last day giving the daf, and Acham will be taken over for a couple of weeks. Again, I thank him in advance. And the summer is a way that I'm able to do the daf during the year. I need the summer to be able to prepare some of the other shiurim of the year, so that frees up some time during the year, and again also to give a chance for our family to get away a little bit. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll be back before the end of Yevamos. We'll be back toward the middle of August, and we'll be back during Yevamos. But Be'ez Hashem, you should enjoy. Menachem will do a great job, I am sure. Okay, you just went out, so it makes us kubo shalom b'fanav. But okay, here we go. So the last thing we were discussing was Menashe's statements towards Yeshayahu. In Yeshayahu, he says that Yeshayahu was sosir the Torah in three ways. Number one, he says that he's going to see Hashem, and the Torah says you can't see Hashem, so that's the only one we did so far. So the answer was, well, it depends, like Moshe Rabbeinu or not like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Aspaklaria Hami'ira through the clear Aspaklaria, and which the Rambam said in the Pirush Mishnayos and Kalim was like a type of glass, while the other Nevi'im saw with Aspaklaria She'enim Me'ira. So we were in the middle of discussing this, two other points related. Number one, we mentioned the Rambam yesterday in the Pirush Mishnayos in Avos, but there's another Rambam, the Rambam in Hazakdama Techelek, where he talks about one of the Adi Mamins being the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there he says there were four differences between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of other Nevi'im. This is the Rambam in Hazakdama Techelek. Four differences. Number one, to other Nevi'im, Hashem spoke through a intermediary, what the Rambam calls an emtsa'i, and through Moshe Rabbeinu is directly, pal pal daberbo, number one. Number two is other Nevi'im got Nevuah when they were sleeping, while Moshe Rabbeinu got it when he was awake, number two. Number three, Moshe Rabbeinu got Nevuah, other Nevi'im got Nevuah, and Yechlushu Kochosa B'Yiskalkel B'Nyanuv Yagilo Mora Gadol Ma'od. They had a tremendous fear and trepidation in Tardema that fell up. Besides sleeping, not only were they sleeping, says the Rambam, but somehow all their Kochos were taken away from them. While Moshe Rabbeinu was fully B'Koach. Number three. Number four, Moshe Rabbeinu got Nevuah whenever he wanted. He instigated. He started, while the other Nevi'im did not. So that's the Rambam's four differences between other Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu. Once heard of Vart, interesting, on the Chazal in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, that Gadol Hachnasas Orchim Yosir Me'akbalas Pnei Hashchina. Hachnasas Orchim is greater than meaning the Shechina. How do you know this? From Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees the angels and he runs and brings it to them. So the Olam asks, fine, we know it from Avram Avinu, but how did Avram Avinu know it? How did Avram Avinu know he was allowed to leave the angels in order to go see, leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to go to the angels? So the different pshat given, so one pshat I heard was that what we just learned, that all other Nevi'im were unconscious basically when they received, when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram Avinu is included in there, he's not Moshe Rabbeinu, so he must have been unconscious. And yet he's able to see those malachim. How can he say, so Avram Avinu thinks to himself, why am I able to see those malachim? What do you mean? I'm supposed to be unconscious. I'm supposed to be lose all of my senses. Ah, it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to see them. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to see them. And Gadol Achnasos Archim Yoser Ve'Ekvalos Panei Hashchina. That's what Avraham Avinu thought. And just one final thought. Again, I'll just mention one piece. And then, again, at the end, I'm not sure, we'll have to do the Daf Nun first. And then we'll come back to this if we have time. In Rav Schechter's Hakdamah to his newest Sefer, in the Ginas Egos, he has six pages there about the difference between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im. It's a beautiful piece. Just to mention one piece, one question that he quotes, most of it is from Rav Soloveitchik, where he quotes the Rav had an answer to the Minchas Chinas Kasha. What's the Minchas Chinas Kasha? There is a halacha in Torah that says, if you violate the words of a Navi, you're chayv misa. Right? It's an issue d'araisa. You're not allowed to violate the words of the Navi. So he asked the Minchas Chinach, so why isn't it every time we violate the Torah, aren't we chayv misa? The Torah is Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, it's not a specific Nevuah, but the whole Torah is the most special. It's why are there any halachas in the Torah about this gets this Misa and that Misa and Lavim and Aseis. The whole Torah is the most Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the Minchas Chinas Kasha. You should be Chayav Misa for violating any halach in the Torah, because it's a violation of the most Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, the Torah is different than Nevuah. Nevua, by definition, is horasha. Nevua is given to a Nabi for a specific time period, temporary basis. This is the Nevua for right now. That's the halacha. If you violate it, so then you are chayiv misa. Torah has a different status. Torah is not Nevua. Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai became Torah. That's not just Nevua. Torah is eternal. Torah is forever. So that's not included in the halacha. You're right at the moment, if there was a specific thing that Moshe Rabbeinu said as a Nevua, fine, you might be chayiv misa for that. And that might have the status of Nevua. But once the Torah was given, Rav Shechter quotes the Rav, once the Torah was given, so then that's Betoras Torah, v'lo Betoras Nevua, and therefore it has a different halacha. So that explains why is it that in for Moshe Rabbeinu at Tzipora, right, so why was their son swallowed up by the snake? Right, if they're going back to Mitzrayim, what do you mean? You're chayiv misa for not doing mila bismano? What do you chayiv misa for? The answer is because at that point the Torah wasn't given yet, and it had the status of a Nevua. Mila had the status of a Nevua yet, because give it to Avram Avinu, so that's why he was chayiv misa for that. But once the Torah came along, Nitna Torah v'Nischat Shalach, as we've spoken about before, what does that mean? That everything now changed from the status of Nevua to the status of Torah. And once it became the status of Torah, it's a totally different world. And therefore, many halachos change. Again, there's more here, but we'll continue. And again, really, if we have time, we'll continue reading that Maimer in his Akdama to the Ginas Egos. Okay, so that has to do with Moshe versus the other Nevi'im. Second Kasha that Menashe asks Yishayahu, Dirshu, five lines from the bottom. Mem Tesma base. Dirshu Hashem Behimatso. It says, find Hashem whenever he can be found. Isn't that mashma against the Torah where it says Hashem could always be found? HaBiyachid HaBit Tzibur, it depends. A Tzibur could always find Hashem. A Yachid, only at specific times. The Yachid Emas, when? Amar V'nachman, Amar V'avua, Elu Asar Yamim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or else you don't have 10 days, but those 10 days are the days that a Yachid could find Hashem, at the Rambam writes, in Hilchas Tshuva. Number three, es mispar yamecha amalei, I will complete your days, the counting of your days. Again, pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which sounds like Hashem will give us exactly the number of days we're supposed to have. Isn't that against, Menashe asks Yishayo, against what you did to his father, and that is Chizkiyo had 15 years added on to his life? Extra tanoihi. So we say that's really a machlokas tanoim. The tanyas mispar yamecha amalei. Brisa says, I will fill your days. So how do you understand that pasuk? Machlokas. Elu shnei doros. These are the years of the generations. Zacha mashlimin lo, lo zacha pochsin lo. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, what does this mean? If you are zocha, you will get your complete number of days. If you are not zocha, you will lose. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't get more than the days that you were nikva when you were born. Top Rashi, right? The Top Rashi says you have a certain number of days when you're born. You can't get more than that. That's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. You could get less, but you can't get more. V'chachamim omrim, zacha mosifin lo, lo zacha boksin lo. Chacham say, no, go up or down. Chacham say, if you're zocha, you could get even more. And if you're not zocha, you will get less. So that's the chacham of the one that holds. That, and they each have to interpret the psukim differently. But each of these tanaim work out the psukim. Misparim echa amale might just mean as follows. The Gemara is going to say. Amrlo, Rabbi Akiva. So the chacham say to Rabbi Akiva, who says, you can't get more than you're supposed to get. Harei you omer v'hosafti al yomecha chameshes reshana. I didn't Yishayo tell Chizkiyahu that I'm going to add on 15 years. Amar lahem, mishelo hosifalo. No. Those were 15 years he was supposed to have in the first place. No, they would take it away from him. They would give it back to him. But those were an extra. Those are 15 years that he was supposed to have. How do you know? Teda, shahari Navi Omeinu Misnabe. Because much, much earlier in history, the Navi prophesized, Hine ben Nola lebeis David, there will be a child to beis David, Yoshiyahu Shemo. Yoshiyahu will be his name. Yoshiyahu is the grandson of Menashe, the great-grandson of Chizkiyahu. V'yadayin lo nola Menashe. Menashe wasn't even born yet. So you see, this whole Nevuah was about much, many, many years earlier. So you see that Chizkiyahu was supposed to have this child. He was supposed to have this child. So what do you mean? It was 15 years that all along was supposed to be part of his life. And it was taken away because he said he didn't want to have to be Mekayim Puravu, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud. And then it was given back to him, but it really was always his. V'rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do with that fact that there was a Nevuah much earlier that this child was going to be born? So Gemara says, Miksiv Mechizkiyo. Was the Nevuah so specific? The Nevuah said it was going to be a child from Chizkiyahu, that he was going to have to get an extra 15 years? No. Lebeis Daviksiv. It just says the family. There were a lot of possibilities that were left open how the Nevuah will be fulfilled. Imi Chizkiyo, no, a lot. Imi Neshachrina. So it might be one or the other, different possibilities. But again, lav dafka, that Chizkiyo would have to get these. And the fact that he got these 15 years, the Chacham say, was that it was extra. Interesting, two Tosfos in here, little Tosfos. In the top Tosfos, they both refer to Gemaras that we had before. The top Tosfos says, what do the Chacham here say? That if you're Zoche, you get more years. Mosif and lo, didn't we have a Gemara in Moed Katan that says, Bini chaye umizone la viskusa talia milsa el bamazla talia milsa. Didn't the Gemara we had in Moed Katan say that life, one of them, life, food, and children are not tali viskusa, tali bamazla? So what do you mean? What do you mean here that mosifin lo, that if you're zoche you get more? So the Tosfos says pshita de schus gadol moel. A big schus is going to help. A big schus, okay, a little schus might not help, but a big schus is going to help. As it says in Shabbos, ain mazel Yisrael. Like on a national level, doesn't apply. But it's lo shchiach sheishtana mazel. It's not so shchiach. The Rashba in the Tshuva is also by this question. The Rashba in Chelek Hey Simin Memches was asked this question. Some places say in mazel Yisrael, and other places say b'mazel talia milsa. Right? It's mefurish. So says the Rashba. Interesting lashon. He says if there was a machlokas in Chazals, filo haya machlokas shall devrehem levad. I can say it's a machlokas. Not so bad. You know, omim deos chalukos heim nechluko bazeh. Just like there's a machlokas about everything in Judaism. Kvima shechiva chachmalso shekolecha bisvaraso. Omash bazak suvim. How the rabbis use their logic, how they understand their psukim. Kvima sheyikra lem bekama makomos. But the problem here, says the Rashba, is that this isn't a machlokas in Chazal. It's a machlokas in psukim. He says you can't say it's a machlokas in psukim. A machlokas in psukim. You can't say that. Aval atema agadol shebimikros mifurashim nirashe machlokas lozeh. Some psukim seem to say that we're governed by mazel. Some psukim say that no, our schuyos could win out. So he says that's a problem. To lofi anire kol yidim shebatori. He quotes ein mazel yisrael, and I don't think it's not totally on us. And this guy David that he wasn't listened to. This guy David who was listened to, and yet psukim just the opposite. Psukim might say we are governed by mazel. Avraham wasn't going to have a child. Avraham was going to have a child. Sarah. So you have a lot of chazals. You have based on psukim. So he says at the end, he says, what can I do? He says there must be a way of looking at it, and that is v'hu inyan amok ma'od lo shama azni rak nekuda min hagalgal hagadol. The Rashba says it's very deep, and I only touched the surface in my understanding. V'lo kibalti me rabosai ketipa min hayam v'lo ucha lafarish. So the Rashba has difficulty putting all the psukim together, but he says it's more of a philosophical problem when you have a machlokas in psukim than when you have a machlokas in chazal, because that's not totally on a human, that's totally on the divine. Either way, the Rashba notes that this Tosfos is issue, that this is something that has to be related to. The next Tosfos also is a discussion, what does the Gemara say according to Rabbi Akiva? Mishalo hosifalo. That it's okay as long as the years were always supposed to be his, so that's when they were Mosif. Tosfos says, "V'kari le Tosefes, why they called added on if they were always supposed to be his? L'fisha mashenigz lefachos ay de'avam, because he was going to lose them because of sin." But then Tosfos quotes the Gemara we had in Maseches Chagiga, which we did on a Shabbos. V'hadamar perakamet Chagiga, the first parak in Chagiga. Remember the Malach HaMavis came and took the wrong person. Can't forget that story, right? Took the wrong one. So the question is, so it says there that what happened. So they say, what are we supposed to do? We can't put her back. So they say, oh, give her extra years to that Talmud Chacham. So what do you mean? You see, he got extra years. He wasn't even supposed to have those years. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with that? Rabbi Akiva says you can never get more. So the Tosfos answers, Amari Tanicha. Rabbi Akiva can even work. Why? Because those years were supposed to be given to somebody. It wasn't totally extra. Somebody was supposed to have those years. So they were added on to somebody else. Okay, but these years were supposed to be on somebody, so maybe Klal Yisrael is one big happy family, so as long as you give it to one person, it's not a violation according to Rabbi Akiva. Again, this is a major philosophical issue that the Rishonim deal with, and that is it how much is mazel affect our Yomim Kitzuvim? Rachman al-Islan, the philosophical question is formulated as, is it possible for somebody to be taken, quote-unquote, before their time? Is that possible? is that, you know, we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yatta Deshmaya and everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved. Obviously, we're not going to answer the question, but just to give two makoros, which are somewhat radical, just to mention it, and it's the Mefarshim talk about it, because most Mefarshim say no. Most Mefarshim say Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. We mentioned in the past the Sefer HaChinuch on the Mitzvah of Nekama. What everybody does to on their own, they have Bechira Chavshis. But what was supposed to happen to me as an object was supposed to happen. Nobody could change that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. What everybody else does, yes, there's Bechira Chavshis, they're going to get rewarded or punished for it. But still, me as an object, not as a subject, I can't change it. But there is an Arachayim HaKadosh, which is discussed in Parshas Vayeshev, where it says there that the brother saved, Reuven saves Yosef. Vayatzilehu miyadam. Vayatzilehu miyadam. So what happened? What does it say? Reuven saves Yosef. The brother said, let's kill him, and they convince him not to kill him. So what do? They throw him in the pit with scorpions and snakes and no war and nothing. What's that saving him? Vayatzilehu miyadam. So anybody say, what kind of hatzalah is that? So many mafarshim, what kind of hatzalah is that? So it says the Arachayim HaKadosh, Pirish, Lefisha Ha'adam, Baal Bechira Veratzon. A person is under Bechira Chavshis, V'yachol Laharog, Mi Shalon Ischayev Misa. A person at Bechira Chavshis is able to overcome what's supposed to be, quote unquote. Ma she'ein kein chayos ra'os, lo yifku'u ba'adam im lo yischayev misa la'shamayim. But nature, wild animals don't have Bechira, they cannot overcome what's supposed to be. V'hu sha'amrum v'yatzilam yadam pirish b'yad ha'bechiri. Reuven says, why did the Torah say v'yatzilam yadam? Because he saved him from the other brothers. The brothers would be able to kill him no matter when. So that's why Reuven throws him to the animals. The animals aren't going to have any control unless he's supposed to. This is his time. So that's, the Arachayim says that. Again, it's, you have to know, maybe that's what we say in Tachnun, right? We say, v'yamr tzar li mo ki niflan on me'ad Hashem. Right, his rachamim is great. V'yad adam ala pola. Right, so that's again it's a difficult Arachayim, but it's important one to keep shot in the pasuk. But there, this Arachayim, I just wanted to quote one other, and then we'll continue. There's a Ralbag, the least famous. There's Maimonides and Nachmanides and Gersonides, right? The Ralbag in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chavav, where David HaMelech is talking to Shaul, saying, "I'm not." He had many chances to kill Shaul HaMelech. He goes into the camp at night. He finds his sword. He says, "I'm not going to take your life." So the Ralbag there, based on a deacon, a pasuk in Perek Chavav, pasuk Yud, he talks about really there are three pasuk. Allusion to the pasuk, there are three ways that a person can be taken. He says, Chai Hashem, ki im Hashem yigafenu. That's the first phrase of the pasuk. Rasul Amar says the Rabbag, lahamiso below iso al tzad ha'onesh, not in a proper time, but because of sin. That's like alluded to in our Gemara. O yomo yavova meis, or the specific time that was nigzar from the time he was born. That's the second way. Either earlier because of chait, or the original time. Or b'milchama yered v'nispe. These are all phrases in that pasuk. Number three, if a person themselves put themselves into a dangerous situation, out their own initiative, so that's a third way that something might occur. But again, these are three different possibilities, says the Rabbag, in terms of the time. Yeah. Right, Pesach Naiv, Lo Yiten Amashchis, like the pasuk says. Right, so again, he's not Machali, Lo Eno Mavchin, means Sadak La Rasha. So again, this is a philosophical problem, but again, most Mefarshim, though we might not realize and understand and why, Siyata Deshmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved, Kadosh Baruch Hu is protecting, and Kadosh Baruch Hu protects each one of us. Okay, finishing up, Ishto Shemesa V'chulu, Yivivto Shemesa V'chulu. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah had said all the cases about if a wife dies, so then you can marry your sister. If a wife is divorced and dies, then you can marry your sister. If the Shomer's Yavam dies, all those cases. Amar Rav Yosef, Kanshana Rebbe, Mishnah Shena Sricha. Rav Yosef says, Rebbe says something here that is totally unnecessary. Rashi says, it's before Pesukim. Before Pesukim. So that's why you didn't even need this Mishnah. So he says in Baruch Mishnah Shein Esricha. Tosfos says, what do you mean? There's a lot of Mishnahs that are Mefurish Pesukim. Many times, Torah Shabbat Peh explicates what it says in Torah Shabbat. Tosfos says, maybe it's only the last line, the Avimto line, that's extra. Because that you obviously know once you have Isha, because it's a Kol Shekein. The Ritva says, Lahagla Torah Lahadir. Right? Sometimes the Torah writes something that we don't need to know. In that same piece from Rav Shechter in the Hagdamah to the Ginas Egos, he quotes the Chazal and Masecha Sanhedrin, that there are at least three, Daf Ayin Aleph, I think, that there are at least three areas of Torah where the Gemara says, Lohoye Velo Nivra. Right? The three Gemaras that says, Lohoye Velo Nivra. Ir Hanidachas, Betzorah Umore, and Bayis Haminuga, a house with Saras. Right, at least three, according to one man's Amar, and each of those, lo hayav lo nivra, it never occurred. Never occurred. So why do we have it? Drosh v'kabel schar. Right? To get schar for it. So the Baal HaTanya says, what does that mean, drosh v'kabel schar? No, it's not just to teach me about those three cases. But what? There's not enough Torah to learn. We need those three. Is that enough? If we had the Baal HaTanya says, if we have shnosav shel mushu shelach, 10 times over, we wouldn't have enough, wouldn't be able to learn all of Torah that we have besides these three examples. Leave out Parshas Mitzorah, fine. Leave out Parshas Kisaytse. There's enough Torah. What do you need these three to teach me? No, the point is that these three are a reflection of the rest of the Torah as well. These three teach me, with the Raya Brura, that Torah isn't just to know what to do. Torah is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come in contact with the Devar Hashem. That's why you have three parshas that totally have nothing to do with Halacha L'maisa. No matter what time in history. Lo hayu v'lo nivra, they never occurred because it's all L'hagdil Torah L'hadir, as the Ritva says here on this line, just to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, Torah is his autobiography, and it brings us closer to Hashem by studying it, even separate from Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Hadron Halacha Choletz. Acholes was an amazing parak about all different inyanim that we've had. Now we get back a little parak, five blah parak, to inyanim of Yevamos. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, parak Rabbi Gamliel. Says Rabbi Gamliel, Ein get achar get, v'lo maimer achar maimer, v'lo bi'ila achar bi'ila, v'lo chalitza achar chalitza. Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein get achar get. What does that mean? We know that mida oraisa, a man, a yavam and a yavama, a man has a choice what to do. He could do Yibam, meaning live with his Yavama, or he could do Chalitza. Those are the only two recognized choices on a D'oraisa level. Yibam or Chalitza. Midaraisa, Mimer and Get are meaningless. If a Yavam gives a Get to his Yavama, it's meaningless. It does nothing. If he does Mimer, if he gives her money, it's meaningless. Yibam D'oraisa has to be Bia. And Chalitza is what breaks this connection. You can't give a Get. Mida Rabbanan, we'll see in the Gemara, this will come up many times, Get and Maimer are significant. Mida Rabbanan. So says the Rabbi Gamliel. So let's, with that background, let's do it. Ein Get Achar Get. Says Rabbi Gamliel, if a man gives one of his Yevamis a Get, so then if he gives another one a Get, a second one, the second one is meaningless. Rashi quotes, Miman of Shach. If the first Get has some halakhic significance, so then he's divorced. That one has a lot of significance. He's already broken the Zika from woman number one. So woman number two is meaningless. Because he already had, the first one has a lot of significance. And if the first one is meaningless, then the second one is also meaningless. That's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Ain't get achar get. V'lo maimer achar maimer. Rabbi Gamliel also says, if, and this was the Takana Drabanan, once you do maimer to one person, so then that's a quasi yibum on a Drabanan level, so you can't do maimer to another person, right? A second woman getting maimer would be meaningless. Velo bi'ila achar bi'ila, and once you do yibum, mamish, you do bia to one woman, then the bia to the second woman is just the stama bia's nus. There's no yibum there, because you already did yibum to the first woman. Velo chalitza achar chalitza, and also if you do chalitza to one woman, then do a chalitza to another woman also is meaningless, because you already broke the zika, you already did chalitza to the first woman. So, this is Rabbi Gamliel's shita. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say no. They argue on two of the four of Rabbi Gamliel. Yesh get achar get, yesh maimer achar maimer. Remember, say the Chachamim, get and maimer are derabanan issues. They're not daraisa issues. So if you give a get to one woman, so that ruins the Zika. That's not a full ruining, that's not breaking. So therefore, if you give a get to a second woman, that's also going to be bad. That's also going to create something for each of the women. Yesh get achar get. And also maimer achar maimer. If you do a maimer to one woman, and then if you do mimer to a second woman, you know what? Now you can't marry either of them. Because once you do mimer to a second woman, that ruined the mimer you did to the first woman. So yesh mimer, there is significance to a mimer after a previous mimer. But, so that's why on the two drabana cases, say the chachabim, there is significance after one of them is done. Ava lo achar bi'ila v'lo achar chalitza klum. Period. But after a bia, meaning after a yibam is done, or after a chalitza is done, then anything after that is meaningless. Chalitza after chalitza has no significance, because you already did chalitza. Yibam after yibam has no significance, because you already did yibam. That is part one of the Mishnah. Part one of the Mishnah, that's that machlokas. Interesting order. We're going to have, in the rest of the Mishnah as well, keep in mind, there are four possible things that could be done. Bia, chalitza, get, maimer. Right, the first two are daraisa, and the second two are drabanan. And the Gemara is going to talk about all four of those occurrences in this order, like we just had. Get, maimer, chalitza, Bia Chalitza. At least that's what it spoke about here. The Ritva says, get a Maimer put first because those are the Rabbanan, and Chaviv and Mrs. Rabbanan. Mrs. Rabbanan are beloved, and that's why they're always put first before the Dinim Daraisa. Okay, part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah, Ketzad. So let's talk about different possibilities of what this man could do and what the halacha is. Ketzad. What happens if he did one thing and then something else? What if he did Maimar and then one of the other three? That's the next part of the Mishnah. He does Maimar, Reuben does Maimar to Sarah, and then he does any of the other three options. Bia, Get, Chalitza. So we're going to go through each one. So and each, again, this Mishnah, just you just have to focus. It's not a hard Mishnah. It's just got to focus exactly what's going on. Asa Maimar Bia Vimto. If somebody does Maimar with his Yivama, so far so good. Reuben did Maimar. Right, the Kiddushin Drabanan. Finasan la get, but then he gave her a get. He decided, you know what, I don't want to marry her. So he didn't marry her, then he gave her a get. So what's the halacha? Tzvicha de chalitza. He still got to do chalitza, because midaraisa, he did nothing. So he did maimer, and the get gets rid of the maimer, but he still has to do chalitza. So what about the next part? Asa maimer of a chalitza. What if you did maimer, and then you say, you know what, I don't want to marry her, so you did chalitza. You know what though? Tzvicha menu get. You still have to give her a get, because you did the maimer. Maimer can never be gotten rid of through chalitza. Even though it's Durabanan, Maimar, the Takana was that if you do Maimar, the only way to get rid of that is through a get. That's the second case. Right. He did a Chalitza, but we still say you have to do get. He has to do both. Also, Maimar Ubaal. What's the third possibility? Again, we spoke about Maimar, then get. Maimar, then Chalitza. Now, what about Maimar Ubaal? Harizuka Mitzvasa. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. Maimar, and then Bia. That's part two of the Mishnah. That is, if you did Maimar, and then one of the other three possibilities. Kemitzvasa. Okay, is it like her specifically? Yeah. Mitzvasa, not mitzvaso. I don't know. Mitzvasa, I think it's a general category. I think it's a general category. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. What if you gave a get first, and then you did something else? You did one of the other three possibilities. Remember, there's four possibilities what you could do. Next part of the Mishnah is if you give a get first, and then something else. Why'd you give a get first? I don't know, because you wanted to give a get. You know marriages break up through a get, even though daraisa is meaningless. You give a get first. Midrabanan, though, you messed up any later chance of doing yibam or chalitza properly. Nasan get va'asa maimar. Let's say you gave a get, and then you did maimar. So then what's the halacha? Tzricha get v'chalitza. Then you know what? You have to give a get, because since you originally started off by giving a get, so you ruined any chance for yibam afterwards. You've created a puzzle situation. So even if you then do Maimar, you got to give a get to get out of that. But you know what? You also got to do Chalitza. Because on a Daraisa level, you didn't do anything yet. So if you do get first and then Maimar, you got to do get and Chalitza. Yeah?
It ruins even the Zika with the co-wife too?
It ruins Zika. We'll get to that. But it could even ruin Zika with the co-wife. Yes.
But how can
a rabbinic enactment defect? We don't blow shofar on Shabbos.
No, but that's different.
You're right. There's nothing to give get for, but it still has significance. We'll see why. It's a gzeira. We'll see why in Amud Beis. There's a reason that they made that this decree that once you give a get, you've ruined any possibility of then doing yibum. Yeah. I'm saying if you come to any girl, so you're asking, right? Well, why is that difference between giving any girl a get? So first of all, Beishamai might say, I'm not sure how far he would take it. We alluded to once before a topic called Reach HaGet. Let's say a man writes a get to give his wife, and then he decides not to give it. The answer.
No, but there's a connection there.
Right. So here too is a connection. Shemeres Yavam and Yavam. There's also a connection. You're right. Going over to a girl on the street might be meaningless, right? But here there's a connection between them. Right, the Torah already made the connection. That's why it's different. Yavam and Yavama. Continuing, next possibility where you give a get first. Nasan get ubal. What if you gave a get and then did bia? So amazing. On a d'oraisa level, there's nothing wrong here. You did bia. The answer is no. On a d'rabbanan level, this is called a bia psula, and therefore tzricha get v'chalitza. You got to give a get to get out of your bia. Because, you know, the bia was improper, v'chalitza, but you still have to do chalitza because, again, you didn't break that zika properly. Nasan get v'chalatz. What about if you give a get and then you do chalitza? So then, nothing. Ein achar chalitza klum. You don't have to give a get for your get. So once, if you just give a get, then we just tell you know what? You were wrong. Do chalitza. That's part two. That's if you do give a get first. Next, chalatz. This is part three of this section. Part three, let's say you do chalitza first. and then you do any of the others. Va'asa maimer nasa gedu baal. These are or. Right? You do chalitza, and then you do one of the others. So then, nothing. They have to, once you do chalitza, it's all finished. O baal, or the opposite. Let's say you did bia first. We do yibum. Va'asa maimer nasa gedu chalat. You do anything afterwards. Ein achar chalitza klum. There's nothing, once you do yibam or chalitza properly, this last word, ein achar chalitza klum, means ein achar yibam or chalitza klum. That's what Rashi points out on the bottom. Right, the lashon ein achar chalitza klum means the previous line, but ein achar, it also includes ein achar yibam klum. So the last line says, so again, the Mishnah, very organized. The Mishnah just spoke about all four possibilities. If you do maimer first and then any of the other three, what's the halacha? If you do get first and any of the other three, what's the halacha? So the Gemara Mishnah explains, if you do Chalisa first, you're finished. If you do Yibam first, you're finished. Okay, that is this section of the Mishnah. Yeah.
Oh, you, for the Mishnah, in one case, if you do get and then Yibam, then you have to do something else.
If you do get and then Yibam, then you have to do give a get and Chalisa.
So,
right.
So the Lord,
Ein Achar Yibam Klum is only when it takes place at the beginning. Right, we'll see that later in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to limit this line. Okay, turning over. Achas Yavama Achas Liyavam Echad. The previous halacha applies whether you're speaking about one man to one woman, one Yavam and one Shemeres Yavam. The Achas Yavam is Liyavam Echad. The same thing would apply if you have two women involved. One man and two women, if he involves two women. How so? As follows. Ketzad, here we go. So the same kind of rules are going to apply, but now there are going to be two women involved. Asa maimer bazu umaimer bazu. Let's say a man does maimer to Sarah and then to Rachel. So if he did maimer to Sarah, fine, marries her. But now he did maimer to a second woman. So you know what? Chazal said it's as if you're like quasi married to two women. So you got to divorce them. You can't stay married to them. You ruined it. So tzricha shnei gitin. So you got to give two gets, one to each of these women. Vichalitza and do chalitza with one of them. And do chalitza with one of them. That's that case. Next. Maimer bezu v'get lezu. Again, this is all if you do maimer to the first one and something else to the second one. That's this section.
This is all according to the not
Rabbanan. Right, the question, right, let's assume like the Rabbanan. Maimer bezu v'get lezu. Let's say you do maimer to one woman and then a get to the other woman. So what's the halacha? So again, because you did something to another woman, midrabanan, you have ruined your first marriage. Tzricha get, you need to get from the first woman who you did maimer with. V'chalitza, you got to do chalitza because you haven't done anything on a daraisa level. Maimer bezu u'ba'alazu. What if you did maimer to the first woman and bia with the other woman? So again, you've ruined it because now you're quasi-married to two women. Tzrichos beis getin, you have to get a get from each of these women. V'chalitza, and again, midaraisa, that was a bia psula that you did, so it's not recognized, so therefore you need chalitza. Maimer bezu v'chalas lezu, so the last possibility, you did maimer to the first woman and then chalitza to the second one. So are we showing a tzricha get? So you already did chalitza, so that you don't need it again, but you just need a get from the first one. That is all if you did maimer with the first woman. Next section we're going to get to if you do get with the first woman. Yeah. On a daraisa level, if you do mimer to one and then even to the second one, it's fine. 100%. Right, 100%. But midarabanan, that's called a biapsula, as we'll talk about in the Gemara. Michael, you had a question? Next section. Just one, before we just do the next section, there is a discussion. Here it talks about, we've been talking about, if you did mimer, then you have to give a get to your mimer, and then you have to do chalitza. What happens, the Rishonim say, this came up one time earlier in Maseches Mizyavamis, we've had it, if you give a get lema'amaro, it's called, if you give maimar, and then you specify you're giving a get for your maimar, do we say, can a specific get, not lezikah, so you're not trying to give a get to break the whole zika, so then all these halakhas apply. What if you... What? Are you back to square one? If you give a get only lema'amaro v'lo lezikaso. You specify you're giving a get only for what you just created on the rabbanan level, but you're not trying to break everything. So what's the halacha then? Is there yibam possible now? That is a major machlokas we showed him. Tosas we had earlier on Daf Lamed Beis says, if you do maimar lema'amaro, it's as if nothing happened. And even this guy can do yibam with this woman. Even the Megaresh could do Yibam with the Bailas HaMaimer. That's Tosfos on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos, I'll tell you that you're looking for it. Tosfos on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel, Get Lema'amaro. That sheet does Tosfos. And other sheet does the Rambam, and Hilchas Yibam says, no, that the Megaresh himself cannot marry the Bailas HaMaimer. But the other brothers can. Just this guy who gave it, it's not as if nothing happened. We say midrabanan and something sticks, but the other brothers can marry her. It's just that this Megaresh cannot marry her. And the Ramban here, in the name of Rashi, quotes the third opinion. That really, he is usur on all the women. He can't even do yibum if he wants to the other women either. Not just to the Baal Samaimer. He can't do it to all the women, and the brothers are merchant to everybody. So again, there are a number of possibilities here. Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam. What happens if a person specifies his get is only for the Maimar, not for the Zika? Yeah.
So it's mashma that a get l'mamaru is not considered a get al-tnai?
Is a get l'mamaru a get al-tnai? I don't know. It's a get al-tnai, right? Is different. First of all, this is all at the Rabbanan level. So the Rabbanan can make up their own rules. What works. But again, this is, I would call it a limited get rather than a conditional get. Limited to what it applies to. Okay, let's continue now. So now we're still in this section of two women. So we spoke about if you did Maimur to the first woman and then something else to the second woman. Next, we're on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth line at the end. What if you do get to the first woman and then something else to the second woman? So get lazu, if you did a get to one woman and then a get to the other, shomeres yavam, so fine, you didn't do anything. So you need chalisa from one of them. Get lazu, balazu, if you give a get to the first woman and bia then to the second woman, again, that is called a bia psula because you gave a get first. So tzricha get, you need a get from this woman who you had bia with, v'chalitza, you need a chalitza to get rid of it on a daraisa level. Get lazu umayim lazu, the third possibility. If you give a get to the first woman and then did maimar to the second woman, tzricha get, you need a get for your maimar, v'chalitza, and again you need chalitza. Final case, get lazu v'chalat lazu, enakha chalitza klum, then nothing. You give a get to one woman and then chalitza, so the first woman you have no connection to, so you give her a get, fine. And then chalitza was done, so you have to do nothing else. So that's all if you did get to the first woman. So we did, if you did Maimar first to the first woman, and then something else, if you did give get, part three, chalatz, you did chalitza to the first woman, and then anything else to the second woman, the chalatz, o chalatz vasa Maimar and asa get ubaal, meaning you did chalitza to the first woman, and then did anything else to the second woman, so then you finished. Oh, Baal, or you did Bia with the first woman, and then anything else afterwards. Ubaal, O Baal Vasa Maimar, and also get Vachalat, any of those. Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. As I just said earlier, if you did Bia first, or Chalitza first, so then you finished on a Daraisa level. Anything you do afterward is just a Bias Nus, something that is not recognized. Bein Yavam, and again, this halacha applies, Bein Yavam Echelish Dei Yavamis, it doesn't matter whether it's one man and two women, as was just described, Bein Shnei Yavam Livamachas, or even if you would have had two men with one woman. That could have also messed up things. If a man does Yibam and then his brother does something else to the same woman, that's also going to ruin it. The Mishnah does not list those cases. But that also would have been the same halacha. Period. End of that section. Last section. We're going to quote a case from earlier in the Mishnah that was asked here, and we're going to limit it and have a machlokas about it. Chalatz for asa maimar, nosan yedu baal. So what's the case? If you do chalitza to the woman, and whether it's the same, well, let's say the same woman. We're talking about the same woman back now. You did chalitza to her, and then you did anything else to her. Maimar get her bia. Or boal va'asa maimar, but also get her chalatz. Or you did bia, you had bia with her, and then did anything else. So says the Tana Kama, ain't achar chalitza klum bein betchila ben be'emsa ben basof. There's a difference, even though we said earlier, once you do chalitza, once you do yibam, nothing matters afterwards, nothing has significance. There's a difference between chalitza and yibam. If you do chalitza first, so then there's nothing after chalitza, but not only first. Bein betchila, if you do chalitza first, then there's nothing after the chalitza that has significance. Bein be'emsa, even if you do it in the middle. What does the middle mean? Rashi explains, let's say you give a get first and then chalitza. Get, then chalitza, then maimar. So also there, that maimar has no significance afterwards. That chalitza, get chalitza maimar, so that chalitza is totally 100% significant. Nothing else afterwards. Or even bein basof, or even if it's on a basof. What's basof? Maimar, then get, then chalitza. So there also, chalitza, there's nothing after chalitza, because you already got rid of the maimar with the get, and then you do chalitza. So chalitza has power, says the Tana Kama, no matter where it is in the occurrence. Vahabi'ila, but by bia, that depends. Bismanshihi betchila, if it's done right away, the first thing, then you did yibum. Then you did yibum, and everything's perfect. But, ba'emsa ubasof yesh acharei klum. By bia, if it's in the middle or at the end, then there is significance afterwards. Why? Because that bia is called a bia psula. Meaning, if you do anything before the bia, a get, a chalitza, anything, then the following bia is not going to be called a yibam. That's going to be called a bia psula, and therefore there you would need something afterwards. That wouldn't be the end of the story. That is the shita of the Tanakama. Everything we've set up until now is the shita of the Tanakama. Because, let's just finish, and then I'll take your question. Rebbe Nechemya, Rebbe Nechemya says, no! Achas, bila vachas, chalitza, bein betchila, bein beemsa, bein basof, ein acharei klum. Rebbe Nechemya says, no, bia is the same thing as chalitza. Why? Doraisa! You gave a get, then you did bia. That's a yibam, says Reb Nechemya. So he has a different view of this whole concept of bia psula, as we'll see. It says later on in Daf Nun Aleph, we'll see he's explained a little more. So Reb Nechemya says, no, that even if you give a get first and then bia, that's a good bia. That's the only thing recognized on a Doraisa level. Yeah. It's a good question. Once Mimer was instituted, what if you didn't do Mimer? What if you just went to bia? I think yibam kicks in. Right, that's the beginning of the next parak. The beginning of the next parak is Abal Yevimto. Parak Abal Yevimto is all about being Beshogeg, being Meoni, the first Mishnah there. Okay, let's continue. So Ankan, yeah. Chalitza Besof is only in the case, Rashi specifies, Maimer get than Chalitza. That's what it means, Besof. Right, if you did, meaning let's say you did Maimer and then Chalitza, you still need a get. Right. So that's why Rashi specifies that order. That's what he means by Besof. Says the Gemara, Arkan lo pligi ela beget echad, beget achar get a maimer acha maimer. Back to the beginning of the Mishnah. When is there a machlokas between Rebbe Gamliel and Tanakama about if you give two gets or two maimers? But avol get echad biyavama, umaimer echad biyavama mahani. But now we're going to get to the basic rule. But a get and a maimer is significant? So my taima, amar abana, get biyavama mahami. The Torah says you need chalitza. So why is get significant at all? Alex's question. Right? If you have chalitza, so why should get be significant at all? Just like I give a get to a woman on the street, it's meaningless. So to hear, why do I say that giving a get to this woman does anything? Says the Gemara, first we speak about get, then about maimer. So why is get significant? Mishunta mahani ba'alma. The answer is because there is an institution known as get in the world that people know, you know what a get usually does? It breaks a relationship. People know that that's what a get usually does. Di'yamr lo mahani. And therefore, if you say that if you give a get to this woman, it's meaningless, you know what people might say? Amri. People will say, get lo hotziya v'chalitza lo hotziya. You know what? A get is something that breaks relationships, and chalitza is something that breaks relationships. Umi deget lo mahani. And if we say that a get is meaningless, meaning, if I give a get to a yavama, and then I have bia with her, if I say that's fine, if I say that I can live with somebody after I give them a get, you know what people are going to say? Chalitza nami lo mahani. People are going to say, you know what? Chalitza is also insignificant. Chalitza also, you get, just like a get is meaningless, you can live with her afterwards, so too a chalitza. If you ask, l'miv alachar chalitza, and Rahman al-Islan, a man will come to live with his chalutza after he gives chalitza, so mishum, or gozer, mishum, that case. Tosfa says, why aren't we worried that people are going to say a get in general doesn't work? Right, people are going to see get doesn't work here, so why aren't we gozer? Because people might think there's no institution of getin. Says Tosfa, nobody's going to say there's no institution of getin. But first, pasuk in the Torah, everybody knows, v'kosav la'sefer krisus. So we're not worried about that. But we're worried about in this context. Chalitza is also Mefurish Pasuk. I guess that one isn't as common, Tosfa says. Right? It's not as common. People aren't, it's not as much on people's lips. So therefore, that's what we're gozer. So the reason that get is significant is because of Xera. My time Amar Abana Maimar Biva Mahami. What about Maimar? So why do we say, again, we're going to talk more about this later, but at least now the Gemara says, why do we say that Maimar has significance? Midar Rice, you have to live, we have to have beer with her. As I said, the beginning of the next parak, Habal Yevimto, Bimba Shogig, Bimba Onis, Bimba Ratzon, right, no matter what, just have beer with her. So why does Maimar come in, and why do we say that Maimar giving a kiddushin to her beforehand has significance. Mishum again the mahani ba'alma, because we know kiddushin in general works. Kiddushin creates a relationship. The amrit lo mahani, because if you say maimar does not create a relationship, if you say it doesn't work, people are going to say as follows. Amri, maimar liknos ubiya liknos. People are going to say maimar brings people together and the bia brings people together. Umi de maimar lo mahani, and if maimar doesn't work, if we would say it doesn't work, bia nami lo mahani, people might come to think that the bia also is not significant. V'asi l'miv alachar bia, and people might think that even after you do a bia, you could live with another yivama, right? You don't have to, even though you did bia, just like maimar didn't work, so the bia doesn't work. So again, mishum that case, we are gozer, all cases that maimar has significance. That's why we say get a significance, that's why we say maimar has significance, even though midaraisa, they are insignificant. Next part. Umaytaima Amar Rabbanan. So now we're asking another question on the Mishnah. Why do the Rabbanan say Bia Psula Yesha Chareya Klum? Why do we say that a Bia Psula is not significant? What was a Bia Psula? As we mentioned in the Mishnah, if you do Bia first, that's a good Bia. If you do Bia after Get or Chalitza, those are the two examples of a Bia Psula. If I give a Get to a woman and then I have Bia with her. So I say, what do I say? I have to get divorced. Because that Bia was a Bia Psula. It was done in a situation where Chazal already said, you ruined. Even though Daraisa is fine. Daraisa, the Get was meaningless. Why do I say there's a concept of Bia Psula? And or if you give Chalitza first, and then, or you did Maimer to one woman and Bia to the other woman. Well, we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain. Right, let's take that case. If you do Maimer to one woman and Bia to another woman, that's the other example of a Bia Psula. So says the Gemara, Amri. So let's take each possibility. E Bia Achara Geti. Why do we call a Bia after Get a Bia Psula? Meaning you give a Get to a woman and then you have Bia with her. Why? Gzeira Bia Achara Get Mishum Bia Achar Chalitza. Because if we say that Bia after a Get is fine, so then we might come to say that Bia after Chalitza is fine, which is obviously not fine. Obviously, the Chalitza already. So that's why we say Bia Psula, Bia Achar Get is no good. V'Bia Achar Maimer He, and if we're worried about the Bia of one woman after the Maimer of another woman, why do we say that's a Bia Psula? So we say again, Gzeira Bia Achar Maimer, Mishim Bia Achar Bia. If you say that the Bia Achar Maimer to another woman is fine, then you might come to say Bia Achar Bia of another woman is fine, which obviously is not fine. That's why we say there's a concept of Bia Psula, Yesh Achareha Klum, meaning there is significance. That's not a complete Yibam. And now the flip side. Umaytaima Amar Rabban Chai Chalitza Psula Ein Achareha Klum. So why is it not parallel though by Chalitza? By Chalitza we say, even if you do, let's say, Get first, and then a Chalitza. So we say that's a good Chalitza. So why is it different than Bia? By Bia, if you do Get first and then Bia, we say the Bia is not good. Right, gotta give a get. Well, by chalitza, you give a get first, and then you give chalitza. So we say that chalitza is fine. Why is that? So why? My time, Rabbanan, high chalitza psula ein acharei klum. So the Gemara says, because what's the issue? Amri, my ligzer. What are you gonna make a gzeira for? Nigzer chalitza achar get. What you're gonna say? Chalitza after a get shouldn't be good. Why? Mishum chalitza achar chalitza. Because people are gonna do another chalitza after chalitza. So the Gemara says, big deal. So what? So she did a chalitza. People are going to think, oy vey, I have to do another chalitza. Fine! So she did one chalitza, do another chalitza. There's no gzera case. Or, what's the other case of a chalitza psula? Either chalitza after get, what's the other case? Ligzer chalitza achar maimar. Aye, why aren't we gozer chalitza after a maimar? Mishum chalitza achar bia. You should be gozer chalitza after maimar, that if you do a maimar, you should need chalitza, mishum chalitza achar bia. The Gemara answers, no, you do cover your bases anyway. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Adu chalitza achar maimer milo by a get lamamaro. If you do chalitza after maimer, you do need a get. You don't say that chalitza is a good get by itself. Chalitza achar bia nami by a get labiyaso. So too, a chalitza after bia also requires a get for that bia. So again, there's no gzeir in that case. People aren't going to think chalitza is good because you're also giving a get. A chalitza cannot get out of a previous maimer. So again, every time you do maimer, you need a get to get out of it. Chalitza, but there is differences, lamaskana, between a chalitza psula and a bia psula. Okay, this explains the Mishnah, and Hashem will stop here. Everybody have a good Shabbos, and Hashem, see you again on Sunday. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Kahn family, Lezecha Nishmas Moshe Eliezer, Ben Binyamin HaKohen.